Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The latest is Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne and Council President Pernell Jones Jr. saying no, according to the headline in their statements, a headline on the Cleveland.com. They say no to any Brown Stadium in Brook Park. Can I just throw this out?
Well,
is that really their call?
So that was my thought. So, and I didn't want to sound dumb.
Is that their call?
And if anybody, if you are a city planner and know how these things operate, please call us at 216-474-0092 because this is where I'm a little over my skis. This sounded like the county shaking its fist at the Haslams and going, oh, we don't like it when the ball comes in our yard, but we're not going to do anything. Like, what does the county power really have, especially if the Haslams go independent or the state gets involved? Does the state overpower the county? Like, because the county wins because it's staying in the county.
No disrespect to anybody here. And I'd like to have this conversation and take the emotion out of this, if that's at all possible. Okay, I'd love to take the emotion out of this. I've heard from two people today, and one is a buddy of mine who grew up in Cuyahoga County, who said basically, I'm absolutely right. City can't get out of its own way when it comes to the whole lakefront thing and everything else. The Haslams want a world-class facility. The Haslams are billionaires. Get over it.
Yeah.
And we've seen politicians talk about buildings, you know, for the football team forever, lakefront development forever. Where's the lakefront development? It's not here yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's, and will it ever get here? I don't know. I've been hearing about it since Ralph Perk was mayor. Right. And where is it?
Yeah.
Airport's still there. There's still a stadium there. Love the Rock Hall. Love the Science Center, but that's not generated lakefront development.
If lakefront development is a really pretty walkway that takes you to Voinovich Park, that's not lakefront development.
No.
It's nice, but it's not.
A land bridge to me, the land bridge is one of the looniest ideas I've ever heard. I don't know if it works. Maybe it works and it's great. I don't know. I just think, wait a minute, you're still going to have to walk all that way. People don't want to walk all that way.
Right.
You know, let's just be frank about that. Here's the other issue on this one where I think the emotion gets in the way of things. I am a firm believer, always will be, our current stadium right now is a fine place to watch a football game. I mean, what do you need to watch a football game? If you're a Browns fan, what do you need? You need a seat that's comfortable. You need a good view. You need bathrooms, and you need concessions. And a nice scoreboard is terrific.
Right.
Well, you've got all that. Is it absolutely state-of-the-art, the best you can possibly get? Probably not. But guess what? It's pretty dang good.
If the goal is to just watch a football game, that thing gets the job done.
That it's perfect. Except now here's the aspect of this. The Haslams want more than that. And okay, the end, if somebody, I know people are screaming, well, good, then they can pay for it. Well, guess what? They just might.
They just, yeah.
So if you would, and that would be great. But if they're going to pay for it, and or either find other funding somehow with public funds, maybe from the state of Ohio, I don't know where else, maybe other investors, well, then they're going to put it where they want to put it. And whether that's in Brook Park or Lorain County or Summit County or Medina County or Lake County, who knows where they could put it. They have the option right now in Brook Park, and that seems to be the thing. Okay. They've never had a problem putting their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. They own the land in Brook Park. You can always sell the land once again.
And I agree. Like the Bears did in Arlington Heights. Hmm. Hey, we bought this. We're going to build a stadium here. The city of Chicago, wait a minute, we want it. Well, guess what? So the Bears said fine.
Yeah.
And they're going to build it right next to Soldier Field. And the Bears are going to sell off all that land. Here's the other aspect to this. The Haslams, I'm assuming, see the Minnesota Stadium. They see SoFi. And even though SoFi, I've heard terrible reviews about, is still a facility that is getting used for other things and is more of a you know, big new thing. They see Lucas Oil. They see even Ford Field in Detroit that people use a lot more. More than the stadium, the Haslams want to build this whole compound like in Dallas where you have hotels and restaurants and everything else and make it a destination, like a smaller concert venue out there as well. Okay, you tell me this, Dano, and this is, and I had my buddy Mark sent me an email, and he said, I don't get it about downtown. I said, no, I think I do. And he said, it's really going to hurt downtown. If the Haslams built what we saw on the video downtown, would it be as attractive to people to come visit it as it would be if it weren't downtown? I don't think people want to think about that.
No.
I think it's more attractive to people if it's not downtown. And I say that, I love the city of Cleveland. I've been coming downtown every day for 30 years. If people don't have to drive as far and don't have to deal with some of the issues downtown, like my buddy Kevin getting his window blasted out along with 8 others when he came to watch the Savannah Bananas the other day, and I think that's a big deal to people. And I find it, and I've talked about another site in Cleveland, you know, couldn't you build this downtown? But do people want to come downtown for all that? Or is what the Haslams want to build something that screams not downtown? And I think it does. I think it screams, you can't do all this, you don't want to do all this downtown.
So, and I'm sorry to hear that happen to your friend, that they got, and the few other people who have had their windows blasted in to do all that stuff. It is obnoxious. You got to deal with insurance. You have my sympathy and all that stuff.
Well, there are worse things.
But
you get the idea.
But no.
You come downtown to watch the Savannah Bananas play.
A nice evening.
You go back to your car and you're one of like 10 cars with their windows blown out.
Well,
in a parking lot that you paid $20 to park in.
So what I'm going to say is heartless compared to what came off of that. And I do have sympathy and I feel bad for those people. The city of Philadelphia sent out a giant memo to everybody saying, if you're going to come downtown, just leave your car unlocked and take all your valuables with you so that you don't have to deal with that. Because the police are doing the best that they can, but they're running into issues. That's not stopping people from going to Phillies games. It's not stopping people from going to Eagles games, Flyers games, 76ers games, all of which are in the downtown area. So you're always going to run into that kind of a situation when you come to any area where there's going to be a whole bunch of cars. Sadly, crime comes with people. And it stinks. And I don't want it to be that way. But that's the reality of the situation.
I wonder
so
here.
So if you stick that thing in Brook Park, my friend, you're going to run into the same problem.
Yes, you are. There's no question that happens. Except maybe this. If you build that whole, what should we call it? Compound, venue, yeah, city, whatever it is they want to build out there. Parking's right there. They control the parking. they control the security in the parking. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to get the rogue person out there.
Of course, you're still going to run into that.
But around downtown, there's nobody policing. We have other things to police.
Exactly.
And there, you would have more of your own security forces, I would think, taking care of things. And it wouldn't eliminate things. Anyhow, that's just a thought on this. I know, you know, if you want to just have the stadium downtown, great. First of all, I can't imagine spending $1 billion to fix that one up. And Mark in his email said, you know, it's going to last longer than 10 or 15 years. Yeah, but not without another major renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's the way things go in the NFL. They keep renovating. They want more. They want bigger. They want more avenues for revenue. And they're limited in a stadium sitting on the lake that's outdoors in our climate. And the Haslams are looking to do something more. Might they need to? Might they have to? Should they maybe have to pay for it all themselves? Maybe yes to all of that. But here's the thing. They might pull it off. And then, you know, hey, city of Cleveland, okay, you know, we're the Cleveland Browns. We're right outside here. But sorry, you didn't play ball with us on this. Cuyahoga County, sorry, you didn't play ball. What do you think of our new facility here in Lorain County? What do you think? And some of these other counties wouldn't want that whole compound, that whole entertainment center district that they hope to create as a draw for their community and their tax base? Of course they would.
The Braves did the exact same thing when they basically decided to get out of, I can't think of the county right now. We're coming up to election season. We'll all know what Atlanta's county name is, no time at all. But when they decided to get out of downtown Atlanta and move to Cobb County, and it was a mess, and what they did was kind of nasty, but it's sounding close to what the Browns did, where they were basically like, look, we're open to the highest bidder. If none of you are going to help us pay for this thing, we'll go somewhere where we'll find help. We'll find a county that wants to do it. And Cobb County stepped in and said, heck yeah, build that thing right here. Let's go. That's the thing you start running into when you start playing these games, because right now, you have a facility that you're about to dump $1 billion into, and the county wants you to dump $1 billion into.
To me.
That you use crud.
15. Let's be generous and say 15 times a year.
And I know, you know, everybody going, well, what about the revenues of the bars and revenues of all of that stuff? It's 15 dates that we're talking about. If you were to actually bulldoze that thing and do the lakefront development that we have all heard about since John D. Rockefeller, maybe you actually get that done by getting that stadium out of there. Maybe those bars go from having 15 days where they're having events
to 200.
To 200 days of having events. To maybe putting an amphitheater out there where you're having concerts and all that kind of stuff.
This is where the emotion gets in the way. Exactly. Oh, we don't want the Browns. We want the Browns. Okay, well then, or think about what you could have without them. And they're still the Cleveland Browns. Folks, I'd love your thoughts. We'll take your phone calls next. 216-474.
And shout out to our buddy Chris Ossenheimer.
Ding.
Texting me. Fulton County. That's where downtown Atlanta is. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Ossie. Appreciate that. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan. What do you think about the county executive and the council president stepping up and saying no to Brook Park as if that is a big deal? And I don't mean that disrespectfully at all.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
again, if you just want a football stadium, we have one, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can go watch a football game there, and if you're only going to have 10 or so events a year, what the hey? It's just fine. Put some money into it. If you have to put $1 billion into it, doesn't that just scream then you should replace it anyway?
If you're already halfway to a new stadium, you probably just want to build the new stadium.
Right. So if that's the case, a new stadium, in theory, would cost you $1.4 billion and not $2.4 billion, because if you truly have to spend $1 billion to renovate the one on the lake, what the heck are you flushing that money down the commode for?
If your car repairs are getting you to half the value of the car, you probably just need to eat it and get a new car, as much as we all hate car payments.
Here's the aspect of this that I think we all need to grasp and understand, and I think that the politicians in Cleveland need to grasp this and understand. The Haslams just don't want a football stadium.
No, they don't.
They want this entertainment big-time complex that we saw on the video that features hotels and a concert venue and shopping and restaurants and a district, a vibrant district to bring people to spend money. And at least from everything I've seen, they're going to pay for that. They want to be the ones who develop all of that, but they want a football stadium to be part of that. And they're going to pay for half of that. So that's what this deal is. They're not really interested in just the stadium, although they've said that's still under consideration down on the lakefront, but we didn't see the big fancy video about that.
No, that did not have all the cool various things that take place inside of that stadium. And the question I have for somebody who is far smarter than I am is, what are the ramifications of the county putting out that and going, well, we don't support this, we want it there? What are the ramifications? What does that actually mean? Is it just we're grumpy about this and so we're not going to support it? Or is there actual, like, punishment, for lack of better terminology, that can take place for the county saying, I don't like this?
Sean's in Old Brooklyn. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, guys, or afternoon. I was on the original build of the stadium, and so many corners were cut, and it was a farce to begin with. We were under the gun to get it done because we were afraid not to get a football team here.
Right.
Well, to me, it's beautiful. It looks nice, but the infrastructure of it and everything else is gone to hell, and it has been for years. Put a dome up there. It makes perfectly good sense. It'll bring in more money for the city, the county, and everybody else. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, people, let's go.
Sean, you were on that construction project, Sean.
Yes, sir, I was.
Can you throw $1 billion at this thing now, or is that just flushing money down the you-know-what?
We've been flushing money down the toilet since the first renovation of the stadium. It's like I said, it's just it's a no-win situation down there. Scrap it, let's go, and let's go to Brook Park and have a nice facility for everybody in the country that can come and watch football. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Sean. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
What's happening, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You.
So my thing is about the Browns and everything that they've been doing with this stadium. Is that everybody dropped the ball on this. When they came back, the Haslams let their emotions run. They knew they wanted this a dome then. That was the big talk of the whole city. Should it be a dome or not be a dome? The mayor then and them, they decided that we're going to keep the traditional look. Now they go, well, we want to do something else. So here's my problem with this. I don't have a problem with moving it. So what? I only go to like 5 games a year anyway. So my thing is the traffic. If it's in Berea, the airport can barely handle the amount of traffic that's coming out that way now. How are they going to handle 80,000 plus? We just seen SummerSlam handle 57,000 people. What about something like the Super Bowl that's going to handle more people? I mean, this is the thing that I don't hear people addressing. I know it's probably not a concern right now because it's not built, but then they're talking about building an amphitheater, which means there's going to be more people flowing through that city of Berea as it is now. And we all know as homeowners, that's the one thing we don't like is a bunch of traffic. We got, you know what I'm saying? So this is a thing that may sound good, but they have to look at, wait a minute, all the the logistics and all the schematics of how this is going to affect not just Cleveland, but, you know, the homeowners and property owners and businesses out there.
Right. But Cool Rank, you go down to the stadium. How is it getting in there on a game day?
It is horrible, and Cleveland is a much bigger city, and it has way more parking. So that is my concern, is that, yes, it sounds good, but is it really going to be as seamless as they're trying to make it seem, where Cleveland is a twice as big a city, but it's getting in and out of there. You've been there. It's horrible. Well, you got to walk.
And that 71-480 merge that you run into right there, where 71 goes right into 480 and you use that to take 237 to get down by the airport, that's a nightmare to begin with. And so that's going to need a serious overhaul in itself.
And forget about the trains that may be coming through there. We forget about those things, and we forget about those trains that go through there periodically. We forget about the only other way is to take 71 and get off on Middleburg Heights, and then try to zoom back down, which is going to be, and those only two lane streets. Those are
all right.
Horrible.
But now let me and Cool Ray, thank you. Let me play devil's advocate,
please.
What were you and Cool Ray just talking about?
Traffic patterns.
You were talking about Interstate 71 mm-hmm. and 237 and 480. And Cooler is talking about trains, and there's an airport right there. Well, by golly, I just counted 5 transportation forms right there at that facility.
Right. What I would say to respond to that one,
you might have to fix it up a little bit, but it's there right now.
I'm with you. My favorite thing of Brook Park is, the fact that the parking is around it is probably one. Two is the fact that you have that Brook Park stop on the Rapid already. So you could bolster that thing up. You could probably get more trains. That could be a form of funding that goes into there. And if anything, maybe expand it, cross your fingers and pray. But that's a part of it. But the main thing that comes to there is, you know, people are going to drive to it. And that's, any West Sider will tell you, that 71-480 intersect right there, where 480 or where 71 finds its way into 480 is a nightmare during rush hour, and they're trying to make it better, but it is a nightmare, and that's going to need to be seriously expanded. And I wonder if they can.
Oh, they can do anything. All it costs is money.
Exactly. And I wonder, that's the part where I wonder if the county, they're getting grumpy.
And that's where maybe the state of Ohio gets involved, who knows. But if you want to think big picture here, you're looking at Brook Park. If you're want to thinking we have a football team and they need a place to play, you're thinking the stadium.
Exactly.
And the Haslams are thinking bigger picture on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether that's right or wrong, and whether who's paying for it, that's what they're thinking here. Aaron's in Cleveland. Aaron, thank you.
All right,
for hanging on.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to say, first of all, let me say this. The traffic is, you're going to have traffic no matter where you put it. But the stadium, the Cleveland's going to drop the ball on this if they don't make a deal. So I think the stadium should stay downtown, and they should just give the Haslams the land. They should just give it to them and let them say, hey, build what you want, build it how you want, tear the old one down. I would tear the old one down and build a new facility there. And I'm sure they're going to buy up a lot of the parking that's already around, or land that's available around the current stadium. And the Cleveland will win because they'll keep the business downtown, they'll keep the employment that's downtown, and it'll bring even more business, more attraction, and it's just a better idea downtown. Traffic is going to be there.
Traffic's going to be a nightmare regardless on game days, no matter where it is, Aaron. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
And they're going to drop the ball on this if they don't make this happen downtown. They should just say, "Hey, I'm against renovating at all. They need to just tear it down and start anew, because they've renovated 100,000 times and it's always been a problem." And I got another question: Did the Haslams buy the rights to all the Cleveland Browns? Because I know the city of Cleveland, when they was trying to move it to Baltimore, had bought the name and said, hey, we're going to keep the name and the likeness here in Cleveland. We just going to buy that from you. Or did the Haslams buy that from them?
Buy the name?
The reason why I'm asking is because when you were talking about, do they have control over the county? So the only thing I can see happen is say, hey, If you take it to Lorraine, or if you take it to Brook Park, I wouldn't say they would do that. But if you took it to Lorraine, I would say, hey, we're going to keep the name here. We're going to start it. We're going to just find a new owner and build a new team here.
Yeah.
If Cleveland still owns the name and the all the rights, I don't know.
No, Aaron, I'm not sure. And Aaron, thank you very much. The Haslams own the Cleveland Browns. And if they put them in Lorraine, Summit, Lake, somewhere else, they're still the Cleveland Browns. As far as I know, that's how that one works. 216-474-0092. We're going to keep talking about this because you want to keep talking about it. I think it's fascinating. Just, I think the one thing to keep in mind here, and we'll see how it plays out, the Haslams are looking for more than just a place to play football. They might have to pony up more than they want to, but that would appear to be what they want. And are they willing to do that? And put everything that we've saw that they want to put in Brook Park in downtown Cleveland. That's an unknown that we haven't heard a whole lot about here. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin today. For the record, 30.1 miles from Boston to Foxborough. 30 miles. So, does anybody in Boston not consider the Patriots their team? Nope.
No, but it's more... So, there's the good side to that and the bad side to that. The good side of that is Foxborough and the way that that was built. The bad side to that is go look where the Commanders play. And where that thing was built and what's all around there and how much of a pain in the rear end it is to get to whatever that's called. It used to be FedEx Field. I don't know what it's called anymore. But that is the downside of it, of when you don't develop around it and you buy cheap land and build something hurriedly up there.
We'd love your thoughts on this.
Made up a word.
That was good. Scott Pitrek's going to join us at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. Mike is in Lorain County. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Question for you. So I had heard there for a while, they said, oh, we want to get like seven of the counties, the closest counties, to also chip in on this, because Browns fans don't only come from Cuyahoga County, they come from the surrounding seven counties. Is that still offered? Is that idea still on the table?
I have no idea, Mike.
That's a really good question.
And I don't know how you'd pull that off.
So I know that's how, and everybody's going to make the raspberry noise as I say this, I know that's how Milwaukee built Miller Park, was that they had all four counties in the area chip in to help build that thing.
But didn't all four counties have to pass it through a vote?
That's a really good question. I don't have an answer for you right now. I can
find
out.
My question about the whole thing, if they do that. So I live in Lorain County. Now, we're bordering Cuyahoga, so I'm sure we would be one of those seven. I mean, what's the benefit of me, my tax dollars going to pay for that? I mean, you're going to do profit sharing with all seven counties? I doubt it, right? And to me, I think the way that you fund this, I went to Wrigley Field about 3 weeks ago. I had to pay a county amusement tax on my ticket. My ticket was $62. I ended up paying $82.
Oh, boy.
Because there's a county amusement tax, then there's the city tax, and then there's your usual fee by the ball club. But, you know, the same thing, I think, you know, if you're going to do something like this, the people who use it should be the one to pay the extra tax on it. I don't like the idea of saying, and it may not even be the case anymore, but, you know, okay, we're going to get all seven counties to chip in on this, but then all the profits are going to stay in Cuyahoga County. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly, Mike. It's something that if you're going to get tax dollars and everything else, if other counties are going to have to pay for it, then they're going to want something other than the fact, oh, yeah, we have a team.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know how you would ever do that. There's not going to be a profit sharing. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything, if that was still on the table. But that's all I had.
All right, Mike. I've heard nothing about that.
It's a thought that's there, but that's always the controversy that comes with that thought is, okay, so what happens if everybody's chipping in? Does the money come back out? And if that answer has ended up being no, then that's a problem. So when Milwaukee did it, from what I'm reading here, it was four counties. It was Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County, Racine, Washington, and Waukesha, right? So all those counties hopped in and did that. And the difference is they have a discount night if you're in there. But the senator who came up with this idea is no longer senator because of how much everybody hated this.
Oh,
so
nice.
I think they ended up pushing it through. And that's what I'm quickly reading right now.
Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Mike?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing well, man.
So I think one of the things that's not covered very often when we talk about renovating the current stadium from a logistical standpoint is that something has to play somewhere. And renovating a stadium that we currently have, which is a, you know, obviously not up to standards, you have to be able to play there, and to do it properly and to shut it down every year to play there and in between renovating it is too costly. It'll drive the cost way up. So unless we get Burke, you know, that land there and can play at the regular current stadium while we build next door, that is the bigger problem in the room, because we have to play somewhere and they don't want them playing in Columbus or anywhere else. So we don't ever talk about that, but to try to renovate that stadium and then still playing it while you're renovating it and do it properly, I don't think it's possible without making it too expensive to be worth it. And I think that's why there's no option here without different land on the lake. I just want to hear what you guys had to think.
Thank you very much.
That's a heck of a point.
The lakefront, the Burke Airport, you know, I mean, if you're looking to put what the Haslams are talking about putting in Brook Park anywhere in downtown Cleveland, well, wouldn't that just be perfect? Now, does it work? I don't know. You know, can you close the airport? I probably doubt it. Well, at least that's what I've always heard.
We've heard 100 different reasons why you can't close that thing.
That might be a spot that would appeal to the Haslams who want to develop a complex, for lack of a better word, you know, a city. And Mark sent me another email about this, and he said, why do the Haslams want to do that? He said, well, money. I said, well, of course, that's exactly what it is. They want to make money. I mean, these folks they purchased the Columbus Crew. They built a new stadium there. They're part owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, they're not in the trucking business anymore.
No, they're in the sports ball business.
This is what they do, and yeah, they see other NFL owners with these great things around their stadiums. In Foxborough, in Dallas, they want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Now, do they have to pay for it? Yeah, they're gonna. They've actually said they're gonna pay for it. That's the plan so far. They're going to pay for all that. They want half of the stadium paid for.
It's why, again, it comes back to that great question as well. Is okay. So the county saying we don't want this, and supposedly they're going to have a press conference. We'll have that audio turned around as fast as we can. It's a press conference.
At 1 o'clock today.
I'm interested to see what power they actually have, or if it can get circumvented. I mean, I know it'd probably be easier to have the county behind you, but, you know, if let's say the county says no, but the state of Ohio hops in and goes, hey, we got all this gambling money. Hey, we've got marijuana money. Like, we can help you there. Well, then does the county just get superseded? Like, how does this all end up? It's why there's so much red tape and jurisdiction going on right now. I'm borderline confused what is meaningful and what is just shaking fist at sky.
And let's be fair about it. We don't know the inner workings of all that stuff.
Oh, gosh, no. My goodness, I hardly know how anything works. So I hardly know
including,
how we're on
the including
air right
the
now.
Board, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, David's in Lakewood. Reverend Dave.
How you doing?
Good. Oh, it's not Reverend Dave. Hi, Dave.
No, that's okay. Two things. One is, why not build it in the Bluffs area, which is above the Muni lot? There's all kinds of vacant lots and empty buildings that would tie nicely to Playhouse Square. And then the other thing, to pay for it, $1 billion was spent on sports gambling the first month that came out. Why not have the Ohio Lottery or somebody do an app, sports betting app, and use that to fund the stadium?
So this has been my thought for a good period of time, David, and it's just due to the fact that we have all this new revenue coming in between marijuana and between the sports gambling. The sports gambling makes more sense than the marijuana because you need the facilities to bet on the sports because the sports have to be played somewhere. So it always kind of made sense. But again, if you're diving into that pool, remember that Cincinnati wants a chunk of that pool. Remember Dayton wants a chunk of that pool. Columbus wants a chunk of that pool. Like, You could argue Akron, if they ever wanted to do anything with Canal Park, would want a chunk of that pool. Like, that gets spread pretty thin pretty quick when you start building all of it together.
Yeah, but it's there.
Would Lake County want a chunk of that pool? Like, there's a lot of different stadiums and arenas in this area.
John is in Gates Mills. John, welcome to
the
show.
How are you, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well.
Love the topic. You guys get power back today yet?
I did. I do have power. You have power?
Hey, I just got power back.
Congratulations. Man, that's one of the best feelings in the world. Congratulations, man, to you and your neighbors.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know if it was YouTube. I heard someone saying thank you for everyone working on things. And I loved that because the service workers out here to fix everything. We needed them. So, yeah, thank you earlier. But, yeah, a great conversation. I loved what Mike said earlier. I didn't think about that, of needing them to actually play in a place when it's being renovated. But this whole Cuyahoga County letter, it just confused me because you're talking about city development, the lakefront. This is an opportunity to build on the lakefront once the stadium is gone in 4 or 5 years. Or I like the Berkshire idea, but it's just like Daryl Ryder tweeted out, I'm curious, guys, what you think. Which county, Portage Lake or Summit, would say no to a $2.1 billion investment and build a micro city? Like, I don't think they would. So I'm confused by Cuyahoga right now.
See, John, that's what I think. If the Haslams, in as far as everything I've seen, they're saying they'll pay for half of the stadium, and they're paying for the rest of the whole complex, the whole development. That's on them, and they're looking for half of the stadium cost. Man, it wouldn't stun me at all if some other county said, can we chat, please? And if that were to happen, what are you going to say? And here's the other aspect of it. It would turn, and the whole complex idea turns it into a destination year-round. Hmm. So it's no longer just a 10 to 15 time a year facility. And that's where it would be, I think, really intriguing to maybe another county that's looking for something to add to its tax base.
And especially if you do it right. You would not only have the shopping and the restaurants and all that stuff, but if you do something like put an amphitheater in there as well, so then that way you can get concerts in there and you can get comedy and you can get all that stuff, put that in there, then have the monster building as well for when, you know, you want to do WrestleMania, the Super Bowl, college bowl game, if you want to try to get it from Lucas Oil, the Big Ten championships, all that kind of stuff, having that as well is such a fantastic asset that you can use it still, oh gosh, more than you're using the current building without the dome, but then add in that amphitheater so then that area is constantly having people there.
What we haven't heard, and we'll see, you know, this will come down the road, what we haven't heard is, are the Haslams interested in putting that whole development in downtown Cleveland? We don't know that. You know, would they be interested in doing what they want to do around the lakefront stadium, around a new stadium? One of our previous callers talked about that area above the Muni Lot. Would they be interested in putting that in there? Or do they think it wouldn't be as successful if all of that happened to be in downtown Cleveland? A lot to come on this. The folks are going to have a press conference coming up momentarily here. We will turn. For the record, 30.1 miles from Boston to Foxborough. 30 miles. So, does anybody in Boston not consider the Patriots their team? Nope.
No, but it's more, so there's the good side to that and the bad side to that. The good side of that is Foxborough and the way that that was built. The bad side to that is go look where the Commanders play. And where that thing was built and what's all around there and how much of a pain in the rear end it is to get to whatever that's called. It used to be FedEx Field. I don't know what it's called anymore. But that is the downside of it, of when you don't develop around it and you buy cheap land and build something hurriedly up there.
We'd love your thoughts on this.
Scott made up a word.
That was good. Scott Pitrak's going to join us at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. Mike is in Lorain County. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Question for you. So I had heard there for a while, they said, oh, we want to get like seven of the counties, the closest counties, to also chip in on this, because Browns fans don't only come from Cuyahoga County, they come from the surrounding seven counties. Is that still offered? Is that idea still on the table?
I have no idea, Mike.
That's a really good question.
And I don't know how you'd pull that off.
So I know that's how, and everybody's going to make the raspberry noise as I say this, I know that's how Milwaukee built Miller Park, was that they had all four counties in the area chip in to help build that thing.
But didn't all four counties have to pass it through a vote?
That's a really good question. I don't have an answer for you right now. I can
find
out.
My question about the whole thing, if they do that. So I live in Lorain County. Now, we're bordering Cuyahoga, so I'm sure we would be one of those seven. I mean, what's the benefit of me and my tax dollars going to pay for that? I mean, you're going to do profit sharing with all seven counties? I doubt it, right? And to me, I think the way that you fund this, I went to Wrigley Field about 3 weeks ago. I had to pay a county amusement tax on my ticket. My ticket was $62. I ended up paying $82.
Oh, boy.
Because there's a county amusement tax, then there's the city tax, and then there's your usual fee by the ball club. But, you know, the same thing, I think, you know, if you're going to do something like this, the people who use it should be the ones who pay the extra tax on it. I don't like the idea of saying, and it may not even be the case anymore, but, you know, okay, we're going to get all seven counties to chip in on this, but then all the profits are going to stay in Cuyahoga County. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly, Mike. It's something that if you're going to get tax dollars and everything else, if other counties are going to have to pay for it, then they're going to want something other than the fact, oh, yeah, we have a team.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know how you would ever do that. There's not going to be a profit sharing. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything, if that was still on the table. But that's all I had.
All right, Mike. I've heard nothing about that.
It's a thought that's there, but that's always the controversy that comes with that thought is, okay, so what happens if everybody's chipping in? Does the money come back out? And if that answer has ended up being no, then that's a problem. So when Milwaukee did it, from what I'm reading here, it was four counties. It was Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County, Racine, Washington, and Waukesha, right? So all those counties hopped in and did that. And the difference is they have a discount night if you're in there. But the senator who came up with this idea is no longer senator because of how much everybody hated this.
Oh,
so
nice.
I think they ended up pushing it through. And that's what I'm quickly reading right now.
Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Mike?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing well, man.
So I think one of the things that's not covered very often when we talk about renovating the current stadium from a logistical standpoint is that something has to play somewhere. And renovating a stadium that we currently have, which is a, you know, obviously not up to standards, you have to be able to play there. And to do it properly and to shut it down every year to play there and in between renovating it is too costly. It'll drive the cost way up. So unless we get Burke, you know, that land there and can play at the regular current stadium while we build next door, that is the bigger problem in the room because we have to play somewhere and they don't want them playing in Columbus or anywhere else. So we don't ever talk about that, but to try to renovate that stadium and then still playing it while you're renovating it and do it properly, I don't think it's possible without making it too expensive to be worth it. And I think that's why there's no option here without different land on the lake. I just want to hear what you guys had to think.
Thank you very much.
That's a heck of a point.
The lakefront, the Burke Airport, you know, I mean, if you're looking to put what the Haslams are talking about putting in Brook Park anywhere in downtown Cleveland, well, wouldn't that just be perfect? Now, does it work? I don't know. You know, can you close the airport? I probably doubt it. Well, at least that's what I've always heard.
We've heard 100 different reasons why you can't close that thing.
That might be a spot that would appeal to the Haslams who want to develop a complex, for lack of a better word, you know, a city. And Mark sent me another email about this, and he said, why do the Haslams want to do that? He said, well, money. I said, well, of course, that's exactly what it is. They want to make money. I mean, these folks they purchased the Columbus Crew. They built a new stadium there. They're part owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, they're not in the trucking business anymore.
No. They're in the sports ball
business.
This
is what they do. And they see other NFL owners with these great things around their stadiums in Foxborough, in Dallas. They want to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Now, do they have to pay for it? Yeah, they're going to, they've actually said they're going to pay for it. That's the plan so far. They're going to pay for all that. They want half of the stadium paid for.
It's why, again, it comes back to that great question as well is, okay, so the county saying we don't want this, and supposedly they're going to have a press conference. We'll have that audio turned around as fast as we can. It's a press conference.
At 1 o'clock today.
I'm interested to see what power they actually have or if it can get circumvented. I mean, I know it'd probably be easier to have the county behind you, but, you know, if let's say the county says no, but the state of Ohio hops in and goes, hey, we got all this gambling money. Hey, we've got marijuana money. Like, we can help you there. Well, then does the county just get superseded? Like, how does this all end up? It's why there's so much red tape and jurisdiction going on right now. I'm borderline confused what is meaningful and what is just shaking fist at sky.
And let's be fair about it. We don't know the inner workings of all that stuff.
Oh, gosh, no. My goodness, I hardly know how anything works. So I hardly know
including,
how we're on
the including
air right
the
now.
Board, yeah.
Yeah, no kid.
Yeah, David's in Lakewood. Reverend Dave.
How you doing?
Reverend Dave. Hi, Dave.
No, that's okay. Two things. One is why not build it in the Bluffs area, which is above the Muni lot? There's all kinds of vacant lots and empty buildings that would tie in nicely to Playhouse Square. And then the other thing to pay for it, $1 billion was spent on sports gambling the first month that came out. Why not have the Ohio Lottery or somebody do an app, sports betting app, and use that to fund the stadium?
So this has been my thought for a good period of time, David, and it's just due to the fact that we have all this new revenue coming in between marijuana and between the sports gambling. The sports gambling makes more sense than the marijuana because you need the facilities to bet on the sports because the sports have to be played somewhere. So it always kind of made sense. But again, if you're diving into that pool, remember that Cincinnati wants a chunk of that pool. Remember Dayton wants a chunk of that pool. Columbus wants a chunk of that pool. Like, you could argue Akron, if they ever wanted to do anything with Canal Park, would want a chunk of that pool. Like, that gets spread pretty thin pretty quick when you start building all of it together.
Yeah, but it's there.
Would Lake County want a chunk of that pool? Like, there's a lot of different stadiums and arenas in this area.
John is in Gates Mills. John, welcome to the show.
How are you, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well.
Love the topic. You guys get power back today yet?
I did. I do have power. You have power?
Hey, I just got power back.
Congratulations. Man, that's one of the best feelings in the world. Congratulations, man, to you and your neighbors.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know if it was YouTube. I heard someone saying thank you for everyone working on things, and I loved that because the service workers out here to fix everything we needed them. So yeah, thank you earlier. But yeah, a great conversation. I loved what Mike said earlier. I didn't think about that of needing them to actually play in a place when it's being renovated. But this whole Cuyahoga County letter, it just confused me because you're talking about city development, the lakefront. This is an opportunity to build on the lakefront once the stadium is gone in 4 or 5 years. Or I like the Berkshire idea, but it's just like Daryl Ryder tweeted out. I'm curious, guys, what you think. Which county, Portage Lake or Summit, would say no to a $2.1 billion investment and build a micro city? Like, I don't think they would. So I'm confused by Cuyahoga right now.
See, John, that's what I think. If the Haslams, in as far as everything I've seen, they're saying they'll pay for half of the stadium, and they're paying for the rest of the whole complex, the whole development. That's on them, and they're looking for half of the stadium cost. Man, it wouldn't stun me at all if some other county said, can we chat, please? And if that were to happen, what are you going to say? And here's the other aspect of it. It would turn, and the whole complex idea turns it into a destination year-round. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer just a 10 to 15 time a year facility. And that's where it would be, I think, really intriguing to maybe another county that's looking for something to add to its tax base.
And especially if you do it right. you would not only have the shopping and the restaurants and all that stuff, but if you do something like put an amphitheater in there as well, so then that way you can get concerts in there and you can get comedy and you can get all that stuff, put that in there, then have the monster building as well for when, you know, the you want to do WrestleMania, the Super Bowl, college bowl game, if you want to try to get it from Lucas Oil, the Big Ten championships, all that kind of stuff, having that as well is such a fantastic asset that you can use it still, oh gosh, more than you're using the current building without the dome, but then add in that amphitheater so then that area is constantly having people there.
What we haven't heard, and we'll see, you know, this will come down the road, what we haven't heard is, are the Haslams interested in putting that whole development in downtown Cleveland? We don't know that. You know, would they be interested in doing what they want to do around the Lakefront Stadium, around a new stadium? One of our previous callers talked about that area above the Muni Lot. Would they be interested in putting that in there? Or do they think it wouldn't be as successful if all of that happened to be in downtown Cleveland? A lot to come on this. The folks are going to have a press conference coming up momentarily here. We will turn it around for you. We'll get some information out of that. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's our buddy. He joins us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. And Kevin Stefanski press conference coming up probably right around 1:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.